Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
This is Tom Cloud with this week's precious metals market update. Well, things have unfolded very close to what we talked about and what Jerry put out in his newsletter on Tuesday, as we expected the price to pop as short covering people buying the metals to deliver for their profits on their short contracts. And certainly it probably went up even higher than most of us anticipated, to see silver jump all the way over a dollar, about a dollar and a half total over a short period of time. So we're seeing that, and ordinarily when you see short covering push the price up, the people that are covering their shorts are not going back into them when they expire next week. So we're very encouraged by that. And literally you could see silver go from 2050 to 22, 23, 24, if not by the end of this year, early next year. So we're seeing a lot of silver interest now with the price back above 20. So we feel very good about that. And certainly they could try one last time to push the price down before next Thursday, but it's highly unlikely. We've seen the same type thing in gold, and we've seen it get to up into the 1260s and clear that 1250 hurdle, and hopefully it'll stay. I still believe with all my heart the 1180 we saw back in June will be the low that we may see the rest of our life. And so gold also right now is a very, very good buy situation. And all the fundamentals we've talked about with China going into the commercial end of the business and selling to central banks and others is very, very, very bullish. And the Singapore laws that will allow storage with confidentiality, which every country's folded into the United States, but with James Sinclair, the head of the mines over there in the cartels, I think you can be assured that Singapore will end up being the major haven for storage in the coming decade, and that will probably start in full earnest in the first or second quarter of the coming year. So these are all very big fundamental issues that are going to help drive gold and silver. And we've seen the dollar come down below 80 now, which is getting very scary. We're still looking for a break. If it gets below 78, you're going to see gold and silver explode. One other fundamental issue that some of our momentum traders, we've got a buy signal on, is the ratio of gold to silver has gotten to 62 to 1, with gold being 62 times more valuable than silver. And we're seeing people move to silver from gold just for the momentum buy, as they think it'll swing back to the 50 to 55 range. And if we do get back to a 50 ratio in 2014 that almost everyone is expecting, if gold were to only go back to 1665, where it started the year this year, from where it is right now, that would be about a 30% gain. But if the ratio, if gold got back to 1665 and silver went to a 51 ratio, it would be a 33-30, and that would be over a 50% profit. So the profit would be double the price for silver than it would gold if these momentum traders are right and we get back to that ratio in 2014, which I think is a very, very good possibility that that will happen. So if you're into momentum trading, we can talk about that and leaving the silver on deposit in our account in Dallas and getting a certificate, and then when you're ready to sell it, you just sign the certificate. So anybody that wants to discuss that, I'll be happy to go over in detail with you on that. We continue to hear from every corner on earth that palladium could be the top metal next year for the third straight year. A lot of our buying the last 2 weeks has been in palladium by our clients. If you don't have any palladium, I would strongly urge you. I think it's got the least downside of any metal, and but maybe not as much upside as silver over the next 3-year period, but certainly a very strong upside potential. So I thought I'd be looking at that also. So hopefully that'll give you a good update for the week. If you need to talk to me, I can be reached at 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. If you're not getting our email blast and special offers, you can go to ftmdaily.com and hit the precious metals button or ftmdaily.com/gold, and you can sign up for our free distribution list. We don't share it with anyone. It's completely confidential, and if you don't like it, you can always unsubscribe. But hopefully that's what you'll do, because I feel we can help educate you a lot. And I think the next 3 years with Obama as president and the amount of money that's being created this year out of thin air, over 20% worldwide, at a time, the amount of gold is probably going to go up 1.5% are the estimates for 2013. So you can see, if you create 20 times more paper money than you do real money, which is gold, there's no doubt down the road there's going to be a big adjustment to the upside. It may take, and it has taken longer than we expected, but it will happen. So with this week's Precious Metals Market Update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.